Lottery West's Millionaire Medley. Choose the way you play Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. It's possibility in your pocket. Play responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Playing in the street.
We were talking about it last week, and Sarah Quinton is a spokesperson for the Valuing Child Initiative, and they would like to get rid of some of the red tape that stops kids from actually enjoying themselves with smaller and smaller blocks.
Yes, that's
even
right.
Even when I was a kid, we would have street games on the street, and, you know, people looked after each other in those days. A great way to meet the neighbours. Nothing better than smashing a ball into the neighbour's, you know, front yard and running through their tulips.
And having to throw it back over the fence.
Exactly. Yeah. Sarah, good morning to you.
Morning, gents. How are you?
Very good. So we want kids to be safe, obviously, and we were talking about, you know, keep an eye out for cars, etc. But there is a lot of red tape. Even having things like a swing on the street can be a bit of an issue.
It is a bit of a nightmare, and we have asked our community in Bassendean and Eden Hill what they would like to have in their streets. First, we went out and asked the adults, and 90% of the adults said that they did play in the streets when they were children, and they played cricket and chasey, and they played with bikes and skateboards. They had lemonade stands and hopscotch. I remember when I was a kid on a quarter-acre block, we played cricket all the time. But now our houses and yards are a lot smaller, and our children are spending a lot more time on screens. So we wanted to go out and ask in the community what would help children get back out playing on the streets. When we announced that we were going to close the streets and have the street party, the response from the community was absolutely huge. We were expecting for the first one we had in October about 50 children and families. We think we had about 200 to 300 people come down to the street party. All of the stalls were run by the children. They made all of the things. They sold things. They had things like dog biscuits and Pokemon cards. And yep. One kid made about $200. So the red tape we had to go through to do that cost us $1,000 for a traffic management to close the street. We had to apply with the local council about 8 weeks before the street party. And we also had to notify the police. So if you're a child on a Sunday afternoon wanting to have a game of cricket, obviously you're not going to be able to do those things.
Yeah. The red tape is unbelievable, and I've always sort of had a bit of a go at councils about their red tape and what you've got to go through and the time it takes and everything else. But $1,000, and that's just crazy. The amount of time that you've got to sort of like let them notice. The notice you have to give them is craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can understand why that want to make things as safe as possible, but it kind of goes, the balance has gone too far in the other way where families now can't have street parties at all. So what's happening at the moment is we know that a lot of families are informally closing the road with their bins,
yep.
But it doesn't stop the car from driving straight through, and as you said earlier, you say car and you move everything off, but it kind of doesn't allow the kids to continue. You've got to keep stopping their game and then coming back on. And so what we want is a bit more of clarity with some street play policies at council levels to say that if you do see a street party happening, the kids on the street party have the right to tell you to turn around and take another route.
Mm.
So that's what we're looking for, even some signs to put on bins, just to make it a bit more formalised for kids to play on the streets.
Sure.
One of the number one things that adults said when they were worried about their kids playing on the streets was injury from car traffic.
Yeah,
so
I reckon that's one of the reasons why the council's got so much red tape. It would be insurance. They'd be paranoid about it.
Well, we had to also pay our own insurance. So we had to pay our own liability insurance, which the council allows a community insurance. But if you don't sign up to the community insurance, you're also paying $700 in liability insurance just to have your own street party.
Right.
So that was on top of the management cost.
Yep.
So the cost, the red tape is crazy.
And just one final question from one of our listeners. What's wrong with the kids playing down at the local park?
Having kids come out on the streets really got the community together. Everyone came out on the neighbourhood and met each other, which also enables the community to have relationships to keep the streets safer.
Okay.
So if you know your neighbour and if you know who lives on that street,
yep.
you are also reducing crime
yep.
and getting the kids to meet each other.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see how far you get, Sarah. Thanks for taking our call this morning. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Lottery West's Millionaire Medley. $1 million guaranteed each for up to six Division One winners. It's possibility in your pocket. Play responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Hey tradies, where do you go for the biggest range of steel supplies in WA? It's got to be Medallia Steel. With branches across the state, Medallia Steel has you covered with Rio Bar, roofing supplies, structural steel, pipe, flat bars, angle and more. Plus, if you need it cut to size and delivered to site, no worries. See your local Medallia Steel team today. Find your nearest Medallia Steel centre at medalliasteel.com.